20 past here in Moscow now. Local Afghan forces should be able to deal with the Taliban threat themselves by 2020. And that's according to the country's ambassador to the U.S.
You might think the U.S. is done with the war in Afghanistan, or so we've been told.
By the end of next year, our war in Afghanistan will be over.
America's longest war is officially over.
The war in Afghanistan is essentially over.
America's combat role in Afghanistan is over.
Well, not quite so. The Pentagon wants more. More troops, more money, more and more.
Are we developing a strategy to break this stalemate? And is it going to require additional U.S. troops?
Yes, we are developing a strategy, and we are in discussions with the secretary and the department right now. I do believe it will involve additional forces to ensure that we can make the advise and assist mission more effective.
We've heard this before, haven't we?
NATO forces under-resourced. I'm not the only one saying it.
Now, a year later, General McChrystal was still calling for more troops.
Failure to gain the initiative and reverse insurgent momentum in the near term risks an outcome where defeating the insurgency is no longer possible. Additional resources are required.
By 2010, there were 100,000 American soldiers in the country. Just think about that for a sec. The Taliban must have been running scared, but surprise, surprise, they're not bowing down and have even made some strategic gains. If we compare the 2008, 2009, and 2017 presence of Taliban in Afghanistan, we don't really see any major improvement now, do we? So the big question is, was it all worth it?
General Votel's request for a troop surge in Afghanistan comes almost exactly 8 years after President Obama carried out a troop surge. At that time, more than 30,000 additional troops in Afghanistan. Here we are 8 years later. The war is not over. The war continues. It is now and continues to be the longest war in U.S. history. Any troop surge in Afghanistan will not be decisive. The American people won't tolerate sending hundreds of thousands of troops, so it will be a smaller surge. But nonetheless, it won't, quote, win the war. The real problem is the U.S. can't win the war. The Pentagon knows that it can't win the war. It's not fighting to win the war anymore. It's fighting not to have the perception that it lost the war.